Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
Unveiling the wonders of their new love for God. When one have a genuine love for God from a sincere heart, there are wonders one will begin to enjoy. That is the implication. That's just inside of genuine love for Christ, for God. There are privileges, that there are wonders that are beyond human comprehension. Now, when the testimony was read, how many of you had Mama's testimony? You had a testimony. A widow. With nothing. And had how many graduates now? 5. A lawyer is there. A chartered accountant is there. Ma? Pharmacist is there. It doesn't take time. It only takes God. And it takes a heart that is connected. She came back from a journey. She had to visit the house of every member of the home cell at 65. And you are saying God will not bless her. So it begins from there. It is the disposition of our heart that connects with heaven's disposition over our destiny. That is why our heart, your heart and my heart, must be treated here this morning. The other person, by act of kindness, in a bid to advance their kingdom, in one day became the owner of a house and the owner of a car. Something he did not labor for. He was settled with them. Somebody will enjoy settlement here. Why? He was paying the hospital bill of a convert. They are not related. But he just said, this person must be planted in the vineyard. Let me do my own. The money wasn't even completed. Now listen to me. There are angels all around watching. It is what you do that will determine the attraction you enjoy. He said that man was watching. And the man can say, okay. What happened? Is this person your mother? He said, no. She's my convert. Now you born her? He said, no. Now God born her. Praise the Lord. But I'm just taking responsibility. And the man balanced the money. Now you do your bit and leave God. And the man balanced the money. Man and his family became a member. But God did not stop there. Listen to me. One act of kindness in a bid to advance the gospel can open up your destiny forever. It's just one connection away from breakthrough. God is not mocked. Neither can he be mocked. It is what you sow. Forget about the name people are calling you. You do your bit. And heaven will respond. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19. Bible says, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. God knoweth them that are his. That's where we'll stop with that scripture. God knows what? God knoweth them that are his. The bottom line is that God knows you more than you know yourself. He knows your heart. He knows that if I give you 1 million today, he knows what you can do with it. So, it can't be mocked. You can only deceive yourself, but you can't deceive God. I can only deceive myself, but I can't deceive God. Because Bible says, God knoweth them that are his. He knows those who love him. And those who don't love him. Who don't love him. He knows those who love him with mouth. And he loves those who love him with heart. They are two different persons. Praise the Lord. So that is why today, God, by the communion table, we treat our hearts. I thought somebody is saying amen. You know why? Your life, the direction your life will go, is a function of where your heart is going. So if your heart goes after God, everything around your life will go after God. That is why God must begin with our hearts today.
He will visit us. Praise the Lord. Unveiling the wonders of genuine love for God. In John chapter 3 verse 16, Bible says, For God so loved the world that what? That he gave his only begotten son. That whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now you discover that why you are here today is because of the love of God for you. The unconditional love. Praise the Lord. And now, if you come into God by love, everything you will enjoy in God will be through love. I want us to understand where we are going now. If you can access God, come to God because of his love, then there is nothing you will enjoy in God that will be outside of his love. That is why love is very critical in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Everything in the kingdom is accessible by our positive response to the love of God. That is where salvation comes from. It is your taking responsibility to accept the love he has for you that made you a believer, even though through faith. Praise the Lord. And Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 19, we are not loving God because he has not done anything for us. We are loving him because he first loved us. Praise the Lord. That's just, it is your response to the love of God that brought you into the fold. That's just, whatever you will enjoy within the fold must be through what? Through his love. Since it was his love that brought us here, everything that works here in the kingdom also requires the love platform for delivery. Everything here requires a love platform for what? For delivery. I will still make reference to our pastor's message last Sunday. He said, whatever you do in this kingdom that is not love motivated is a waste of effort. Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 to 3. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, I am so eloquent, and I have not charity, which is love, I am become as what? A sounding brass. I'm just like an empty drum making noise. A tinkling cymbal. Praise the Lord. Verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all of the mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith that I can speak to mountains and it will move, so that I could remove mountains, and have not love, I am what? God doesn't count you as somebody who matters. Let's see verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, every Friday you gather at Moshalashi in Juma, you package your love fries and whatever, Mosa, two masara, you package them together. And though I give, you now cut your body as suya, you had it and give to them. And it wasn't because you loved them. It profited me nothing. That's just in the kingdom. You can be sweating, laboring, doing things. If it is not love motivated, there is no reward. Now somebody can go and say, I gave everything, and but yet I'm seeing nothing. Listen, God knows your heart. He knows my heart. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. Having this, God know it. He know it. I received a video, you know, it's been going around. One guy in Dunamis, some of us have seen it. He just came back now because of the small challenges that came his way. Because the challenge that has not swallowed your life doesn't have the capacity to kill you. Is somebody getting it? Any challenge that has not killed you cannot kill you. To him that is attached to the living, there is hope. Why? Because a living dog is better than a dead lion. So I don't know what you are going through. Reason why Paul said, what is it that shall separate me from the love of Christ? This guy just came back and he brought his third booklet. He said, then when Pastor Enenche was preaching to them, he told them to lay their treasure in heaven. He said, I have been laying my treasure in heaven. I was paying my tithe. I was giving offering. He said, but now I don't have money to feed. He said, now I can't pay my workers. But if those things have been done genuinely, this won't be the end. That's why I'm telling you, your hand will be better.
So the man now said, but now I discovered that it was a scam. He said, now, all the treasures I have laid in heaven, I want to collect it back. And he brought out his tithe envelope. He was saying, please, Pastor Paul and Eche, oh, these are the tithes I have paid. Please come and pay me back. I'm not ready for this treasure in heaven again. Moreover, I don't want to go to heaven. And I told somebody, I said, this man has just lost it. He said, that's hell. Let me just go to hell. But give me all the tithes I have laid in heaven before. Now, we can now ask question. What was the motivation behind the tithe? Was it paying as a law or as reverence and honor? Listen to me. Whatever you give in this kingdom that is not honoring God motivated is a waste. God is not a trade by barter God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's not a trade by barter God. God, when I give you 1,000, you give me 1,000,000 in the evening. That is not God. If it is not, that is why God must treat our hearts. What you are doing now in LLC, Federal Locus, why are you doing it? Is it love motivated or you are doing it because of your own motive? Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. Having this seal, God knows. Now, if we can be guided by that word, God knows, then I think things will turn around us. Nobody is doing me favor here. Nobody is doing me a favor. Whatever you do for me is a platform for your heaven to be open. He said, if you can give to these poor people, you are not doing it to them, you are doing it to me. So our understanding needs to come alive so that whatever we do can attract reward from heaven.
Praise the Lord.
So also, every covenant of scriptures deliver on the platform of love. Every covenant. You know, in Hosea chapter 2, verse 4, Bible says, the just shall live by his faith. Then you understand that it is through this faith we connect with the love of God. Then God now came back in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6 to tell us that even that faith works by what? By love. That is why faith must come via the platform of good conscience. Faith works by what? By love. Faith works by love. Praise the Lord. So if faith works by love, then that shows love can stand in the place of faith to deliver what you are looking for.
Praise the Lord.
Then also have this at the back of your mind, that the love we talk about is a choice. Is a choice. And one cannot be in love with God and not know. Now, if you love God, only two people will know. Two people. Yourself. And who? And God. Now, there are people you can be sweating, and people say, that brother, I just love that brother. He's hardworking. Only God knows. Only God knows. My prayer is that our labor this season will not be a waste. In the mighty name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, and the moment one makes a choice to love God, there are prices to pay. Praise the Lord. And there are consequences also for doing so. Love that doesn't carry price along is fake. Yes. Every love, every genuine love pays some price at some point.
Praise the Lord.
Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 29.
1 Corinthians chapter 29. We see verse 3. Let's see from verse 3. No, because love is a choice, and one cannot be in love with God and not know. 1 Corinthians chapter 29. Let's quickly read. Furthermore, this talks about David. David the king said unto all the congregation, he says, Solomon my son, whom alone God has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Praise the Lord. Verse 2, now I have prepared with all my might for what? I thought it's on the, praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles 29, from verse 3 to 12. We are in verse 2 now.
David said, now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God. What are the things he prepared? You can be looking at it. He prepared what? The gold for the things that must be made of gold. He didn't say because it's the house of God. Where they should use gold, let us use wood. And the silver for the things of silver. And the brass for the things of brass. The iron for the things of iron. And wood for the things of wood. And he mentioned them. Let's go to verse 3. Moreover, I have set my affection to the house of my God. When you talk affection, you are talking about love. Affection means love. There can be no affection without love. Those things, where is your heart going? The direction of your heart is the direction of your affection. Praise the Lord. He said, I have set my affection to the house of my God. I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the house of my God. But there is something I want us to see, I think, in verse 5 and 9. Let's go to verse 5. When we go to verse 5 says, the gold for the things of gold and the silver for the things of silver, and for all the manner of the work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then, look at this now, and who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? It was a question. Meaning that showing God affections requires a choice to be made. And when you see this statement, and who then is willing to consecrate a service to God, that just loving God shows separation. Because consecration means what? Being set aside for the use of God. So David said, who amongst you now is now ready to be set aside to be used by God? Who then amongst you is willing to consecrate a service this day unto the Lord? Look at verse 9. So we move forward. Here, verse 9. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered how? Willingly, because with perfect heart. Because only God knows. Something can come from somebody's purse, but not from a perfect heart. Reason, it won't attract reward from heaven. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly. To who? To the Lord. And David, the king, also rejoiced with great joy. Praise the Lord. What are we saying? Before you partake of the wonder of love, then there must be consecration for love. Before you partake of the blessings that love brings, there must be the setting aside to meet the demands and the condition of love. And all this comes by choice. Praise the Lord. And the moment one makes a choice to love, like I said, there are prices to pay. And when you pay these prices, you enjoy the consequences that comes in forms of blessing. Praise the Lord. So the choice to love God requires consecration. That is, being set apart and committed to Him. Praise the Lord. Now, briefly this morning, what is the proof of their new love for God? Now, we are asking, okay, what is the proof that I actually love God? One condition Jesus gave, and we quickly see this morning. What is the proof? Because until the proof is seen, the wonders will be denied. Before we enjoy the one that's rooted in love, let's see the terms attached to it. Let's see John chapter 14 verse 15. John chapter 14 verse 15. Look at it. If ye love me, do what? Is anything harder to it? If ye love me, keep my commandments. So all of us can tell where we are. Praise the Lord. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Let's hold that scripture. Then let's see John chapter 21, verse 15 to 17. John 21, 15 to 17. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? Do you love me more than you hitting with me? You know, some people love honor without the paying the price. They love the glory without they don't want to know about the story. They love the celebration. They don't want to see scars. You can't be a champion without scars. Your story as a child of God can't be complete without price attached to it. Said, do you love me more than this? Just enjoying this honor. And he answered, he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, do what? Feed my lambs. I want us to take note of this. Feed my what? Lambs. Let's go forward. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my what? You know, there are two different things. He said, initially, feed my lamb. The second one, feed my sheep. What's the next? He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved this time. You know why he was grieved? He believed that God have access to his heart. He said, but because he said unto him third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Can you see 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 19 here? Thou knowest all things. You should be able to tell. But God knew that at that point, his love wasn't in place. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, do what? Feed my sheep. Now, from John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus said to them, if ye love me, you will do what? You will keep my commandment. But now, he was now asking Peter here, do you love me? Okay, if you love me, do what? Feed my lambs. Lamb are the babies of sheep. Is that not so? Praise the Lord. Now, the capital proof of our love for God must be our interest in the souls of men. Is somebody getting it? He did not ask Peter for anything. He said, my lamb and my sheep. That shows a baby. When you just give your life to Christ, you are a baby. And you are not different from a lamb. That shows even in the kingdom, there is a process. You come in as a believer. When you come in as a believer, you are not yet a son. You are a baby. But a time will come when you go through the process of discipleship. You begin to learn the rudiments of faith. It's a level. Then from becoming a disciple, you become a servant. It's another level. Then from a servant, you now move to the point of becoming what? A friend of God. These are the four dimensions of growth in the kingdom. But Jesus told him now, he said, you need to take on the responsibility of making sure those who will come to me go through that platform of discipleship from being a baby to becoming matured believer. That's just, you hold them a duty and a responsibility. And that is why the Church of Christ is in place. Praise the Lord. Don't just come to church as a believer. Yearn to become a disciple. Because the whole essence here is discipleship. Only disciples follow. Just giving your life to Christ doesn't qualify you as one. So Peter, the capital proof of love for God is rooted in the fact that we must pursue after soul. That's just any individual child of God who is interested in seeing souls saved. They enjoy a strange dimension of attention from heaven. That's why this season, God will help us. In the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the genuine proof, number one, of love for God is not in loving God by talk. The genuine proof of our love for God is not in loving God by talk, but is loving God by walk. And what is that walk? Obeying his commandment. For some of us here now, perhaps God is giving, now there are generic commandments. These are commandments that are general to every child of God. And there are commandments that are subjective. They are individual, praise the Lord. They are individual based. Now you are here as a child of God. God is telling you, go and forget that your neighbor. Go and forgive that your neighbor. It's a commandment. For you to prove that you love God, you go and forgive your neighbor. But you are telling God, do you know what that neighbor has done? But Peter said to him, thou knowest all. You should know that God knows before asking you to go. That may be the platform for the opening up of your destiny. Because you can't bottle men inside of you and allow God to free you to enjoy blessing. It's not possible.
Praise the Lord.
So the proof of our love for God is in our obedience to his instruction. Now, the season of our appointed is here also. We have been given a mandate to reach out to souls. Praise the Lord. Because that is the practical proof of our love for God. Reaching out to souls. Saying to you that they too come into the fold to enjoy what we are enjoying. But as you go, don't be afraid because you are not the savior. You are not the savior. You are a servant. Sent on an errand. All you do is to become an extension of God's hand by reaching out to them. Then God, who is the savior, will finish his work.
God will finish his work. I said, God will finish his work. In the name of the Lord.
So it is in the sacrifice and commitment to keeping and obeying his commandment that we show and display to God that we love him. Praise God.
This season, I say the hand of God come upon our lives in the mighty name of the Lord. Obeying his instruction. What instruction has he given you? How far have you gone, praise the Lord, towards obeying him? These are the things that qualifies individuals to enjoy the wonders that is rooted in the love of God. Praise the Lord. Elder Abba shared a testimony here this morning. He said, Papa said God doesn't bless crowd. And he still remain like that. That's just in the midst of crowd. There are people who get blessed and there are people who don't get blessed. So that shows we need to make a choice and allow our alignment to be in place to fall where we chose to fall to. Praise the Lord. But my prayer this season is that we'll make the right choice and the blessings of God will locate us in the name of the Lord.
So according to scripture, the proof of love is what? Is obedience. Just as the proof of trust in God is absolute dependence on God. Praise the Lord. So, if we love God, we will obey God by following divine instructions. And if we trust God, we will do what? We will depend on him. Praise the Lord. By today's communion, may we enjoy fresh baptism for a lifestyle of obedience. In the mighty name of the Lord. Let's quickly see this morning some of those wonders, some of those privileges you and I are destined to enjoy by reason of our love for God. No one here will miss out this season. I said, no one here will miss out this season in the name of the Lord. For every of our steps this season, may they be love motivated in the name of the Lord. Number one, we are talking about unveiling the wonders of the genuine love for God. Genuine love for God enhances access to supernatural wealth. Genuine love for God enhances our access to supernatural wealth. I want us to know that supernatural wealth is more than money. Praise the Lord. It is what? Can we say somebody with plenty of substance, financial substance, who doesn't have sound health to enjoy them? Is that person wealthy? That person is sick even with his money. Praise the Lord. Let's see 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3 and verse 13. 1 Kings chapter 3. Bible says, and Solomon loved the Lord. Look at the next line. Walking in the statutes of David his father. Because of the love he had for God, he obeyed instruction. Is somebody getting it? He obeyed instruction. And because of that, he was propelled to make sacrifices. That's what the sacrifices Solomon made was love motivated, not self motivated. Praise the Lord. He loved God and he said, what can I do for this God? Who am I? The son, Solomon is somebody they can call a bastard in quote.
It's perhaps because the how Solomon came wasn't through the normal normal channel, as in maybe David married his mother, no. But yet God chose him. So he said, looking at my background, listen to me. If you and I can think, we can be, we should be able to love God more than we are doing. Because from where we are coming from, we have seen the hand of God upon our life. That who am I that you have decorated this way? Praise the Lord. And he was moved by reason of his love to make that sacrifice. But look at verse 13. He said, and I have also given that which thou hast not. Both what? Riches. What follows? Honor. So that there shall not be any among kings like unto thee all thy days. Praise the Lord. Do you know that there are people, some people who are rich, but there is no honor for them? In spite of their riches, people can stone them. Carry your money. Who are you? That is not wealth. Let me show you one definition of wealth. Let's see Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7 to 9. Look at this now. This is for somebody here this morning. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. I thought somebody is saying amen. Not just a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that springs out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of olive oil and honey. Praise the Lord. See verse 9. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Now, wealth is absence of scarcity on all grounds. Your health, there is no scarcity. When you stretch, your hand touches it. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without what? Scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in heat. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig what? Brass. You just bought a piece of land. They said, I have plot. You said, let me buy. And when you entered, you met diamond. Diamonds are forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How would you feel? Even you just be sleep. They said there is no bed there. You will sleep on the floor there. Praise the Lord. And you will have rest of mind. Because one diamond, 1 kilo of it, you know what will come out of it. Now, for how I got to know that this is wealth, is that let's go to verse 18. Verse 18 of this scripture. Look at it now. But thou shalt remember who? The Lord thy God. That is saying, but thou shalt love God. You know why some people now, they are here now. When money comes into your hand now, we may not see you in church again. But God is saying, after I have brought you into that land full of wealth, said, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that what? Giveth the power to do what? Wealth. Can you see the definition of wealth? A land where there is no scarcity. That he may establish his what? Covenant is swear unto thy fathers. Praise the Lord. So one thing we enjoy when our love for God is in place is that it enhances our access to supernatural wealth. And now the whole essence of that wealth is to what? Is to remember God. How do you remember God? Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. He said, my city, through prosperity, shall what? Shall be noise abroad. Now, God, I wrote something here. We are partaker of his blessings to become promoter of his kingdom. Somebody getting it? We are partakers of his blessings to become promoters of his kingdom agenda. The Bible says the blessing of the heart is for everyone to profit with her. That shows when God grants you access into wealth, he's doing so that his kingdom will not lie fallow. My city, my church, true prosperity will spread abroad. Something unusual will happen in Federal Locus here. I said something unusual will happen in this place because God will raise men from here in the name of the Lord. But the antithesis is that our love must be in tune. God will not just bless you. He will bless you. You will enjoy the blessings. But much more importantly, you must remember the Lord God. That is the one who gives the power to make wealth. Praise the Lord. No one will forget God here.
But you know, that is where the challenge is. God knows us. He knows what you can do tomorrow when he gives you 1 billion today. He knows what I can do in a year's time if my blessing comes today. That is why our heart must be purged so that it can align with God's divine agenda. Praise the Lord. Somebody was saying, why did God accept Abel's suffering? You have forgotten that it was God who created both of them. He knew that Cain tomorrow will become a brutal man. He knew. That is why when that thing happened, if Cain wasn't like that, Cain should have gone back to God and said, God, please forgive me. I killed my brother. But when God was now asking him, he told God, he said, am I my brother's keeper? Can you see? There are offerings people will bring to God today that are not acceptable offerings. Not because today they are not good men. God knew that when tomorrow unfolds, they will become bad men. There are some people, they look good today in the face of everybody. But God said, no, I can't commit people's future into their hand. Because it is because money hasn't come. That is why they are still bowing to you. Pastor, God bless you, sir. God bless you. Then when money come, how will they react? Praise the Lord. That man who said he doesn't want to lay his treasure in heaven again. If true riches come, he will still leave God. He will still leave God. I pray that when our time of visitation comes, that which we corrupt, that which God is about to do tomorrow, may God deal with it today. That's why we must get our heart treated today. Because something unusual in righteousness is about to drop for somebody. Today that money hasn't come, you don't have compassion for people. Then how will the real thing come?
Help will come. In the name of the Lord.
Number two, genuine love for God enhances our access to divine encounters, which opens new chapters to a believer's life. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, Bible said there concerning Abraham, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy father's kindred and from thy father's house and unto a land that I show you. And I will make thee of great nation. You can see now, even before Abraham became whom God has ordained for him, God gave him instruction. He gave him instruction. And the true test is that if you obey my commandment, and Abraham obeyed, and it was that obedience that created the platform for encounter. Praise the Lord. And when Abraham had that encounter, he never remained the same again. See Genesis chapter 22, verse 16 to 18. Verse 16 says, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing. Now listen to me. When we love God, there is something we must do. Is somebody getting it? The love of God in our heart must propel us to do something. And that thing must connect with the heart of God for us to have an encounter. For Abraham, it was the test of sacrificing his son, the only son. What is it that God requires from you? He said to Abraham, he said, because thou hast done this thing. He had an encounter. And what propelled Abraham? It was his heart for God, the love for God. Praise the Lord. May this love drive us to the point that we have encounter with God this season. Let that amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Abraham had that encounter and his story changed forever. Verse 17 says, that in blessing, I will bless you by fire, by force. Even if you don't want it, but because you have done this thing. I think if we go back on, we can pray that prayer. What, God, what is that thing that I must do that will connect me with eternal what? Eternal blessing. Do you know one person can serve God and a generation will be account, will begin to reap of that blessing? Why? Because the lifetime of an encounter is 1,000. The shelf life of an encounter is 1,000 years. But I say, no, one encounter, a day with God, that is an encounter with God. It's like 1,000 years. May we have that encounter. Encounter that will keep speaking for our children. Today I heard Papa said, God has blessed us again with another grandchild. Today. Praise the Lord. And said, Mama traveled to go and enjoy that. And through that also, he began to bless those trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Lest I forget, God has blessed us with a baby here. I think on Friday, a baby arrived here. Between now and April, more will arrive. Hallelujah. And for those trusting God for a baby, praise the Lord, they will come. In the name of the Lord. If it is happening at the top, it will flow down to us. Hallelujah. Those that will marry, those who already dance their dance to God, their marriage is settled already. So we have commotion of marriages this year and commotion of covenant names. If your home is here, let your amen show it. Hallelujah. Or you know you will celebrate with somebody this year, let your amen show it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, it creates platform for encounter. And anyone who encounters God, his life cannot remain the same. Praise the Lord. Somebody's life here will not remain the same again by reason of the encounter we have with God. Somebody here will invest in God with your work, and heaven will open perpetually over your life. For somebody here, by reason of your investment in God that came via your love for God, your children will not know battle again. They will not know sorrow. Is there anyone here you want to hand over battle to your children? So let your amen show it. I said your children will not fight the battle you are fighting. And the one you are fighting, an end has come to it. In the name of Jesus. That is what exemption does also. Listen to me. Exemption is not just about happenings around us. Exemption has the capacity to terminate generational causes. Those things that has been happening, evil patterns, when exemption comes, it puts an end to them. And for somebody here, may that be your testimony. In the name of the Lord. Now, our genuine love for God also enhances our access to the flow of the anointing. Praise the Lord. When we talk about the anointing, we are not just talking about dropping oil on our heads. Anointing signifies empowerment. Power to take over. Power for advancement. Power to enjoy favor. Power to enjoy help. Bible speaking in Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. Says, it shall come to pass today that the body shall be lifted up from upon your shoulders. And the yoke from off your neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed. By what? By the anointing. By power. I pray this morning, whatever is hanging on anybody's destiny, that is not adding color and beauty to your life, to your Christian experience, by today's communion, such is destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Let's see Psalm 89 verse 20 to 24. Psalm 89. Anointing enhances enthronement. He said, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil, have I what? When anointing comes, look at what begins to happen. With whom my hand shall be established. That shows when oil comes, when anointing comes, you enjoy establishment. Nothing will move you, nothing shakes you again. My arms also shall strengthen him. You enjoy divine enablement by the hand of God. Next. The enemy shall not exult upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. That shows it signals the hand of affliction. It signals the hand of the oppression of the wicked around you. By the anointing that will come upon your head this season, any devil around your life tormenting you, an end has come to them. All those who have vowed that over their dead body will you amount to anything. This morning, in the name of the Lord, I say amen to their prayer. They will go down for you. In the name of Jesus. So when our heart is connected to God in love, we enjoy the flow of the anointing. In Psalm 46 verse 5, talking about Jesus, Bible says, thy throne, O God, is forever. The scepter of thy kingdom is the right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Psalm 45 verse 6. Therefore, thy Lord, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellow. Praise the Lord. That shows the oil, the anointing gives us an edge. In the place of competition, we enjoy advantage when the anointing is in place. That shall be somebody's testimony this season. You will enjoy the advantage of the anointing this season. Whatever is holding you down by the power of this anointing, that yoke shall be broken. In the name of Jesus. I said, that hold shall be broken. in the name of the Lord.
So shall it be. You can write this scripture down. Psalm 92 verse 1 to 2 and verse 10 to 15. Praise the Lord. Psalm 92 verse 1 to 2 and 10 to 15. That is Psalm 45 verse 6 to 7. Thou lovest righteousness. That is to let you know that even this anointing, anybody's in, it comes as a result of your preference. Praise the Lord. Why did Jesus enjoy that visitation in verse 6? Praise the Lord. Please see that Psalm 45 verse 6. Thy throne, O God, is forever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Look at the next line. Verse 7. Thou lovest righteousness. And do what? You can't be a child of God and still love wickedness. What is wickedness? It's not until you kill people. You are a child of God, you still love immorality. You are a child of God, you are still a drunkard. You are a child of God, you still love those things that are not pleasing to God. You are a child of God, you see, you are not the one doing it, but you are the spectator, you are the one monitoring events. See, because you love righteousness and you hate anything that is not good, therefore, God will anoint you. He will empower you with the oil of gladness. Above who? Above your fellow. That person's oil will not run dry. There will never be a dull moment around such person. So after this meeting, choose your association. Know what you do. Know where you go. Anything that will tamper with the love of God in your heart, run from it. Praise the Lord. Evil association corrupts good manners. Evil communication corrupts good manners. There are people, they are not going to heaven, but they are looking for accomplices. May you not be their handbag to hell. In the name of Jesus. So for the anointing to come, we must take a stand. By hating what God hates and loving what God loves. Listen to me. It is righteousness to pursue souls. Is somebody getting me? Thou lovest righteousness. That's just when you pursue after soul. It is what? It is righteousness. When you pursue after fellowship, it is what? When you pursue after praying kingdom advancement prayer, it is what? But when you run away from all of those things that God loves, it is wickedness. That you don't need to kill people to be in the camp of the devil. It is when you do things that God doesn't desire. And our love, if it is connected, it will always enhance our path towards what? Towards righteousness. I see God help us this season in the name of the Lord. Before we shut down this morning, let us quickly understand that today is a covenant day of exemption. There is a seal that will come upon every individual here. And by reason of that seal, your life will be preserved. In the midst of this onslaught of this Holocaust, you will enjoy exemption in the name of the Lord. As I will enjoy exemption in the name of the Lord. Please understand that the seal of our exemption in the world of darkness is light. Praise the Lord. You know, in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 3, verse 3 says, darkness shall cover what? The heart. And gross darkness, the people. Now, for you to enjoy exemption from darkness, what do you need? You need light. If you and I will get light this season, then no darkness will have power over our lives again. Praise the Lord. No power. No power. The seal of our exemption is in a world of darkness is light. Somebody will gain access to light this season. It is when light comes that you are able to shout in the midst of darkness and rejoice. After this meeting, no matter what darkness the enemy is bringing in your neighborhood, the light of God in your life will douse them and swallow them up in the name of the Lord. So understand also that every power of darkness bows to the authority of the light as emanates from God's word. You know, in John chapter 1 verse 1 to 5, Bible says in the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God. Praise the Lord. Verse 5 says, verse 4. In him was life and the life was what? The light of man. And verse 5 says, and this light shines where? Inside of darkness. And what happened? Darkness doesn't have power over it.
Darkness could not resist it. I pray this morning that by reason of the light you are connecting, darkness will no longer be able to resist you again. Darkness cannot say no to light. Praise the Lord. I'm made to understand that when light shows up, that is the end of discussion. Darkness doesn't argue with it. But it has to do with the measure of light you carry to determine how much of light you enjoy or brightness. If in the midst of thick darkness, if your light is touch light, there is how far you can go. If yours is like candle, you should know that breeze can come and still blow it. But no one's light will be blown away this season. But if you have flood light, whatever drops within you, you will see. Praise the Lord. That is why light is sweet. This season, every trace of darkness will bow. In Psalm 119 verse 130, Bible said, the entrance of thy word giveth what? Giveth light and understanding. Praise the Lord. I see light shine. I see somebody's light shining now. In the name of the Lord. So understand that this season, for you and I to enjoy exemption, all we desire is what? It's light. But light from the world does not only enlighten, but it also illuminates. It gives understanding. In John 1:9, Bible says that was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. May your path be lighted this season. Now, that thing that looks so covered, there is somebody here now. You are just trusting God. There is an understanding you need to have about a particular issue in your life. You have been troubled concerning that matter. And it's like there is no way out. After this meeting, light shines in that direction. I said, light shines in that direction. In the name of Jesus. You are here. It looks like nobody is seeing you. Favor is not coming. What you are doing is not attracting attention. It looks like your business is hidden. Matthew chapter 4 verse 14. Bible says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hidden. Whatever has covered your glory, beginning from now, the light of God exposed them. No one here will be hidden again. In the name of Jesus Christ. When Jesus, the light of the world, walk on this planet heart, the power of darkness could not stand his presence. So that shall be our testimony also, in the mighty name of the Lord. So please understand that we are supernaturally exempted from the hassles of the power of darkness as we continue to walk in the light of God's word. So it's a continuum. You don't do today and tomorrow you stop, because darkness will not stop. Praise the Lord. Please understand that darkness will not stop. It will not stop. But the only thing that can make it stop for you is that where you carry light. That's wherever you go with light, will look like will be lighted up. But as per the world, darkness remain. But I see every darkness around somebody's life lighted up by the light of the world. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, we need to continue to walk in the light. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, we are no longer the devil's territory. We are no longer in the devil's territory because we have come into the territory of the Most High God. And his manifesto. You know, devil has an agenda. And that agenda is in John chapter 10 verse 10. To kill. To steal. To kill and to destroy. And that will only happen in the realm of darkness. And the moment you have come into the kingdom of light, then the operation of the wicked doesn't gain access to you again. Why? Because where we are, Jesus said, me, I have come, that they may have life. And no one has life until light come. And because your light has come, your life will be established this season. No devil will gain access in the name of the Lord. Rise on your feet this morning. One primary platform for enjoying life is through redemption. Praise the Lord. Redemption has repositioned us. Redemption has repositioned us. By redemption, we have been brought out of darkness into his what? Into his marvelous light. And Bible says, if you know that you are into light, then live your life as a child of light. It is not enough for you and I to declare that we are in light, but we still see our traces in the midst of the dark. This season, a new you will emerge from here. I said a new you will emerge from here. So my prayer is that each of us will leave this service today with the illumination mark of the world, which constitutes the mark of Christ upon our lives. I said,
And that is what will secure our glorious destiny. All we have come to share today is the light of God. And that light has the capacity to swallow any darkness. By this light today, your exemption is established. My exemption is established in the name of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ, and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.